Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, my God. Are you wearing your body armor? Do you have some protection against slings and bows and arrows and pitchforks? Because I'm not dishing it out tonight, Super Don. I'm not. I mean, it's like we're having to dodge things that are being thrown at us. I mean, where's the love? Where's the love?
Well, if you're looking for love from CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or any of the other minions under that umbrella, you're looking in the wrong place.
They're not dishing out the love. They're fomenting hatred. They're fomenting fear. They're fomenting barbarism. They're fomenting a spirit, if you can call it a spirit, of anger, of mistrust, of calculated removal of rights based on a benign childhood disease. Oh, no, it's not benign. Everybody's going to die of measles. Like, everybody's going to die of Ebola. Oh, Ebola's different. Oh, yeah, where did that go?
You know what? It's funny because Ebola, we had this similar conversation months ago about Ebola. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, this vaccine thing puts Ebola to shame. It really does.
I mean, they've got the people of America wrapped up in so much fear. I mean, they've got them wrapped. The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism has them in so much fear that they're willing to abandon the basic starting point of the organic American republic, that being individual liberty and the freedom to be unmolested in their home, on their person. Under the guise that healthy people are now ticking terrorist time bombs just waiting to spread measles if they look at you wrong. It's very disconcerting, and I feel the fear out there among you. Not all of you. I know some of you are strong and really deeply connected to spirit and are not fallen prey to the fear-mongering, but it is a bit angering. It is, again, the word of the day is disconcerting, Super Don. Disconcerting.
Disconcerting.
Unless CMB comes up with a better one later on.
He might.
Yeah, he might. He does. He tends to do that. But we've got to cover the media mayhem, the mess in the mainstream media. They're going wild over measles, and they're trying to tell you that even small government conservatives that pretend to be are now going, Big Brother needs to step in and force all y'all that don't want to get vaccinated to get vaccinated. I'm telling you, this is what's happening. Now, will they succeed? No, there'll be blood in the streets before they succeed. I'm just telling you, people are not going to put up with forced experimentation on their children, especially those who have woken up too late to see how damaging these vaccines can be, how they can be so damaging. Now, I'm not accusing any of these pundits that they are evil-intended, you know, that they're trying to harm children. They really believe that. I believe that for the most part, they sincerely believe they're on the right side of things. Okay? So I want to back off from that. But ignorance is no excuse, as they say. And what are we going to do with this information? Well, let's hear from our first caller of the day on this, because you can hear in her voice, she's a bit rattled.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell and Mike Adams and everybody. This is Laura Brenner in Cardiff-by-the-Sea, California. And I had the experience of hearing a Bill O'Reilly show at my mom's in Long Beach the other day, and I was so mad I had to walk out of the room. He's not qualified to speak about health, and he's way out of line.
Okay. So what was it? We wanted to know, because we don't watch the O'Reilly factor here.
Yeah.
We wanted to know. I heard Megyn Kelly on her show do her thing. We've talked about it, but evidently Megyn Kelly was on the O'Reilly factor. And
well, I'm not sure if she was on the O'Reilly factor or what, but Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly were having this discussion back and forth regarding the measles vaccine.
I'm sure it was. I mean, they do their thing on the air. I'm sure it was something like that. But let's give a listen to what was so disconcerting of two political pundits pontificating on punching children with needles.
Some states like Mississippi have to have the immune, so you can't go.
Mm-hmm.
But other states don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines because of the outbreak that we've seen of measles in this country, a disease that we have a vaccine for. I mean, you will not get the measles if you get the vaccine.
That's a lie, Megyn. I'm sorry. That's a lie. We've already proved that wrong. The peer-reviewed literature acknowledges, even the insert acknowledges that it's not guaranteed you're not going to get the measles. But let's step back from that, because she's claiming now, the queen of Fox News is claiming that the new litmus test for the president of the United States is going to be whether you're willing to mandate, with no exceptions and no exemptions, the forceful medical experimentation upon children against the will of parents. This is what it's come down to. Fox News, Republican conservative channel, right? And they're arguing at the top levels that you need to have mandated vaccine. And this is going to be the litmus for Republicans. You can't just be for vaccines. You can't just vaccinate your own children. You now have to say, I am willing to force everybody else to do it too. Is that true?
Like 13% of kids don't get vaccinated because their parents don't believe in it or whatever.
But in defense of those who have not vaccinated their children, they were given bad information years ago by a UK study that came out in 1998.
Good information.
But now there's good information.
Listen to these dunderheads. I'm sorry. They're not intelligent here. They were given bad information, but now there's good information.
It's good. It was bad.
All right, before you go on the air, Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, we want you to say words like good and bad, because our viewers are just not capable of understanding the nuance of the argument, right? It was bad information, the UK study. Of course, they have to go pick on Andrew Wakefield, despite the fact that the lead author of the study completely exonerated, got his medical license back. How do they do that on the lead guy and not one of the other guys like Wakefield? Very interesting. So, what if you're just a little bit pro-vaccination? Is that enough? I mean, you know, for goodness sake, like Rand Paul, he got a booster shot. Doesn't that make you happy?
But even in defense of Christie and President Obama, both of whom came out and made somewhat pro-vaccine statements today, they had made sort of more moderated statements 5 years ago. No, but let me say this. 5 years ago, the science wasn't even as certain as it is today. It is very certain today.
The science has become certain, right? These people worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Plain and simple. They might claim to be good Christians when they go to church on Sunday, but I will dispute that based on their worship at this altar. And they're willing to sacrifice their children to the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, that is the needles of vaccines. That is a religious belief. And they're claiming, oh, no, it's science. No, it's a religious belief. But we must go on, because this is going to be the most shocking question that Bill O'Reilly asked about opposing mandatory vaccinations to Megyn Kelly, right? I think Megyn's supposed to be, you know, conservative. She'll put the screws to the liberals, right? But now she's become a big government liberal herself.
Do you oppose mandatory vaccinations for the children?
No.
Okay.
And I want to say on the record, I have three children under the age of six. I vaccinated all of them. On time, as the doctor prescribed.
90%.
Nothing was delayed. We did it as the doctor prescribed.
Did you hear that? On time, nothing was delayed. You know who that was a dig at, Super Don?
That would be Rand Paul, I believe.
That was a dig at Rand Paul, a physician, Megyn Kelly, who said, I elected to delay the vaccinations based on my own research. And Megyn Kelly's ticked off at Rand Paul.
Well, aren't you the responsible one, Megyn Kelly, right?
Yeah, Megyn Kelly's talking down to the folks. Why isn't Bill O'Reilly upset about that? Because he likes the folks. That's what he says. The folks are my folks, right? So, what is this thing that we have to achieve? 100%? 110%? What's the magic number, Megyn and Bill O'Reilly?
About 90% of Americans do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
10% don't.
But it's not enough.
Oh, it is.
It's not enough. What we need in these vaccinations is herd immunity or community immunity. So they're looking for about 95% of the community to be immune to protect all of us.
Right.
And it's starting to dip below that number, even on something like measles, which is airborne.
Oh, Megyn Kelly.
Ah!
Yes. How about the studies that showed fully vaccinated communities, 100% vaccinated communities coming down with measles? Oh, ow, oh, ow, don't do that, RSV, that's too painful. We'll have to actually think clearly. We'll have to actually go beyond the slogans of the PR firms that are promoting an agenda that is to mandate the vaccines that many people are waking up and realizing aren't the best way to prevent disease. And, of course, what about herd immunity? As I've said on this program many times over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you can claim any sort of benefit, all right, and I'm not even going to give it that, but let's just say they have benefit, it is that vaccines can and do, in many cases, suppress the expression of disease, but they don't genuinely prevent it. And they don't provide specific immunity, only this thing called herd immunity, which is what? Because you may have been artificially induced to have antibodies, you may not exhibit the strong, cynic, violent in some cases, reactions when you are strong and healthy in response to this so-called measles virus. And in that case, they say you are cured, you are prevented, you didn't get the disease. In the meantime, you become weaker and chronically ill. And then you have the pretend we didn't get the measles. It didn't exist, but now it's coming back. And we're speaking apples and oranges here. I'm going to have to, I need to spend the entire 42 hours of the show today.
42
hours? If I want
hours?
To really get this, yeah. Because I know there are people that will argue math with me. They're going to say, oh, no, it's a mathematical equation, herd immunity. This is why it's real. I'm going to give you the suppression of the expression of the disease, but that's not prevention of the disease, and it's not specific immunity at all. But what can you get if you have the vaccine, Megyn Kelly? Oh, Dr. Megyn Kelly, please tell us.
Right, but if you have been vaccinated, you shouldn't panic because you're not going to get
it. You could get it, but you would get a milder form,
much
is what
more.
They say.
Yeah, it's just almost like a cold.
Like a cold.
The 10% can't go to school unless you get vaccinated. It's
more
crazy.
And more. This is going to be a big issue for these politicians going forward because it's about Big Brother. But on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
That's what I said. I'm not making it up.
Did you catch the very end of that clip? Did you see what
listen
it said?
Listen to Megyn Kelly.
Some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
Some things do.
Dumb things do.
Dumb things do. Some things
dumb
do.
Dumb things do.
Are you ready for Big Brother to come on in? I've said this for many years. This would be the way that they would attempt to enforce a police state. Fascist state. Medical fascism would be the way. We're going to define these terms a little later in the program with TMB when we go outside the box. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to go. You got a question? We do have a question of the day on Parkinson's we're going to get to as well. Thanks for being here, my friends. Stay strong. Your immune system needs you.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship, restricting the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to all others. Does anybody know who said that? Besides just me just now, because it wasn't just me. Those are very old words in this republic. This was said by a signer to the Declaration of Independence, a physician to George Washington, sometimes called the father of our country, and his name, Benjamin Rush, a medical doctor of his era. Not one that was very friendly to natural medicine. He was an allopath. Yet he recognized what was going to happen unless they put special dispensations specifically for medical freedom, health freedom. And now we're living under a state of health tyranny. Going back to the Flexner Report, perhaps prior to that. And I still to this day will not stand in your way if you feel it's the best thing to do for your kids to vaccinate. It's not my place. I'm not the parent of your children. Why do you perceive to be the parent of mine? Or why do these government dunderheads or pundits, these freaky deekies like Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly, persist on saying they know better than we do? And many doctors too, by the way, if that matters to you. But no, it probably doesn't, because as she was snarky even to Rand Paul for darn right delaying it. Not doing it, just delaying it. I was on the Jerry Doyle the other night, and if you don't catch, it didn't catch that, you can go to Epic Times, we'll eventually get it up as well, and we were supposed to talk about medical kidnap. We talked about 90%, speaking of the 90% threshold on vaccines and measles, 10% on medical kidnap. And that leads me, strangely enough, to today's question. I think it's coming from a listener, but yeah, through the website. Here we go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the daytime. This one's coming off of the Jerry Doyle Show. I just heard you on Jerry Doyle. I have a question. What can my husband take for supplements that can help him with Parkinson's disease? He's going to a neurologist on February 26th to confirm or not confirm this. We're not sure yet. It also can be Lyme disease because it is known as the great imitator. And Parkinson's is one of these diseases. We are not in favor of taking drugs because we strongly feel that all they do is mask the symptoms. We want to approach this holistically instead of the conventional medical tactics. Any suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Gloria. Well, Gloria, thank you for listening to the Jerry Doyle Show and now the Robert Scott Bell Show. And as long as we have the freedom to say no to the docs and still utilize dietary supplements, maybe there's some semblance of hope for this country and its future. Because I tell you, its future is not in drugs and vaccines. It's in going back to our ancestors and learning from them the natural medicines of creation. Of course, sanitation, hygiene, right? Basics, good stuff. But in terms of Parkinson's, whether it's Lyme, we don't know, you don't know. But if it is a neurological degradation, anything affecting the nerves, yesterday I think we answered a question from another listener specific to another neurological degradation disease. And I'm just going to briefly tell you, go listen to yesterday's archive. Go to robertscottbell.com. It'll be linked up in the show notes, or go to naturalnewsradio.com or epictimes.com or GCN or Syndicator, and you can listen to yesterday's show. That would be from February 3rd. But selenium is so number one important in my book. But it's a detox issue. It's an essential fat issue. It's a CBD issue. It's a silicon issue. And it's a carnivora issue. Carnivora modulate that immune system like nothing else. Carnivora.com, if you haven't checked them out. And they're so good and kind and wonderful to get you the information you need to break this cycle and reverse it. It's also a silver hydrosol issue. We talked about silver yesterday because the health ranger did an extraordinary thing in recovering a chicken that should have been left for dead, basically, with the attack on it by dogs. And he nursed it back to health with the silver hydrosol, which is amazing. Teaspoon orally five times a day is long-term immune regeneration, all right? That's the briefest of answers, but go back and listen to yesterday's. They go into a little more detail, and I think that would help you a lot. Now, Super Don, I know we're set up. I hope we're going to have a hometown healer next segment if we
Indeed.
Get through to her.
We'll try again here. Yeah.
We want to, yeah, anytime there's a hometown healer, we want to hear from. How did they get well? What did they overcome? These are the things that make a difference in our lives. It made a difference in my life to find people that actually had overcome diseases that were worse or worse than mine. And so, if we can, we'll hook up with that. If not, we'll continue our discussion on the measles mania in the mainstream media. And then, of course, Ty Bollinger, TMB, joins us, and we go outside the box. Also, what happens if a fecal transplant goes wrong? We'll check in with Super Don.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your phone, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855 855- 340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're trying to reach out to our hometown healer and haven't heard back, so we're going to carry on in the meantime. Diligently, bravely, courageously, like I would expect all of y'all to do with us. And don't cower to the fear. Don't cower to the medical fascism. Don't cower to the needles that they want to inject your children with, even if you do not want them to. I tell you what, it's an amazing revelation when you see the true heart and mind and spirit of these people. And you may, you know, listen, we have not, you know, we don't dismiss anyone totally. You know, even Sanjay Gupta, when he said something right about cannabis, we're with him. Now he's saying stuff wrong about the vaccines. Again, he's spouting off garbage. We don't have his audio tonight, but we're going to call him out on it. Same thing with Fox News. Who do we love? Who do we never have to question? Carol Alt.
She's wonderful. She's all the way with us, and she's doing an incredible job in the midst of a very difficult circumstance up there. And there's a lot of good things that Fox News has done and brought to the media that others have not ever. But we're not Fox heads any more than we're MSNBC heads. We are our own entity. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. This is where we question authority. We question authoritarians. We do not say, yes, sir, no, sir, how high do you want me to jump, sir? Like Megyn Kelly, who got upset simply because Rand Paul could think for himself. He didn't even have to be a physician, but he happens to be a doctor. He happens to also believe in vaccination. But, oh, the audacity of Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, for slowing down the introduction of the vaccines in his children. How dare he? I was waiting for Megyn Kelly to say, how dare you, sir, right? He said that before. But Megyn, just kind of go right off of the cliff, you little lemming, because they've told you, and you're not thinking for yourself. You worship the authoritarians, and you have become an authoritarian lecturing us. Lecturing the parents of America who have actually studied this.
Yeah.
What did you say, Super Don?
I said speaking down to everybody like she's the den mother of America.
Exactly. You know, let's put some historical perspective here. I think this would be great because, you know, Megyn Kelly, some would say, let's go back to the era of Donna Reed in the 1950s and Father Knows Best, right? There was an authoritarian culture then a little bit, male-dominated. I don't think she could do what she does now, back then. But on the, I think it was called the Donna Reed Show, wasn't it? She was a big, television star.
Yep.
And back then, you know, we already played a clip on what was the show, the Brady Bunch in the 1970s about measles. Everybody came down with the measles. There was no panic at all. All the six of the Brady Bunch on the TV. You know how it reflects what's going on out there. Don't panic. Let's go back earlier. Was it the 60s or the 50s? I think this is the 50s.
I think it was late 50s, yeah.
Late 50s. And the Donna Reed Show, how did they deal with measles there?
Well, Doc, what's the big McGill here? What's with my boy?
Measles.
Measles?
Oh, no.
Say, it isn't so, Doc. You're kidding, huh?
That's what it is.
Well, don't get excited. It's not serious.
The mom.
What?
Sense there. Donna Reed, don't get excited. It's not serious. What would they do if that came out in a sitcom today?
It would get canceled.
It would get canceled. The CDC would go, who let that out? Because they consult on these scripts. It would be, how dare that unvaccinated child contaminate our family and get us all sick? We're all going to die now. Back in the 1950s, they knew measles was like, big deal.
Could you imagine like an organized campaign going after Donna Reed claiming that she is killing people because she's spreading lies on TV?
Well, exactly. I know you could see it. If this was airing as a current 2015 sitcom, hey, how about a childhood cartoon? You know how they like to use cartoons for propaganda. I'd like to see the South Park guys get a hold of this. But let's go back to the Stone Age. The Flintstones. Even the Flintstones addressed measles because it was just something that happened. Did they panic? Did they get run over by a brontosaurus?
You'll have to stay with Barney at his house for a few days so we get over this.
Measles are very contagious.
Oh, this is awful. Oh, don't worry, Fred. Measles don't hurt.
the voice of Barney Rubble. Don't worry, Fred. The measles won't hurt. Again, reflection of a society that was steeped in more knowledge of disease, of childhood disease, than we are today. Partly because we have been razzle-dazzled by the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism to suppress the expression of disease through the so-called herd immunity, which is not specific immunity, as evidenced by the fact that people fully vaccinated for measles are getting measles. And it's not necessarily milder. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, Schmageggy Head. And then we got CBS, an Atlanta affiliate, I believe it was 11 Alive there, CBS talking measles with a doctor. This was a, you know, full-on medical doctor, nice woman. You know, it's interesting, I think if you look at her, she's probably Pakistani or Indian descent. I always gravitate towards that because I figure East might meet West because of their lineage. There are a lot of homeopaths, there's a lot of Ayurvedic in there, but these doctors often to become medical doctors in the U.S., they absolve themselves of any knowledge of their own heritage. And abandon it, because now they're in the religion of science. And what does this doctor do to convince us that vaccines save lives? This is a shocker. Give a listen.
Should it be mandated or not mandated? Should it be the parents' choice or the government's choice on vaccination?
Well, there's no question in my mind that the vaccines are very safe. And again, vaccines absolutely save lives. The Spanish flu killed 20 million people around the world in 1918. Vaccines save lives.
How is that? How is that a non sequitur of non sequiturs? That was great. That was beautiful. Dr. Sujatha Reddy. I wish it was Helen Reddy. It was her voice.
Please,
would be nicer.
Please, Dr. ma'am, will you answer yes or no?
Answer yes or no. The vaccine, of course they save lives. Did you know that the Spanish flu killed 20 million in 1918? Vaccines save lives. What? What?
But
you know that the doctors that were given aspirin to the patients at that time were contributing to the deaths of these people from the so-called Spanish influenza, while the homeopaths and the naturopaths and the herbalists were saving lives. The allopaths were killing them by suppressing the expression of the trying to reestablish the healthy balance. Dr. Sujatha Reddy. Vaccines save lives. Did you know about the 1918 Spanish? What does that have to do with anything?
But, and that's not even the question he asked.
No, of course
not. Should it be mandated, yes or no?
Here, Dr. Reddy, here, take this script. Make sure you mention the 1918 Spanish influenza. What does it have to do with what I'm... don't worry. Just say it. Just say it. People will freak out. Now, should it be up to the parents... or should it be up to the government as to whether, you know, children are vaccinated? I want to know. This is the big question. Are you going to be a medical fascist?
Is it up to the parents or the government?
You know,
one word.
It should be. I think at this point, since parents aren't making what I think is the right decision, I think it might be better to leave it up to the government because common sense isn't prevailing.
Oh, whoa, whoa, nanny state paternalism, doctor.
Oof.
It's common sense. You're not doing it what I say, so let's just force you to do it. This is a very dangerous precedent, my friends. This isn't about whether vaccines work or don't work. This is about the freedom to say no to medical interventions. But again, they're changing the world. They're hypnotizing you. Not you, my audience, but they're hypnotizing the rest of y'all that are not listening to believe that healthy children are ticking time bombs of disease. Do you understand how corrupt that is? How inhumane that is? Except the good thing is that maybe, just maybe, people will have had enough and will say, no more will I send my children to government indoctrination centers if this is what they're teaching. If they want to keep little Johnny and little Susie out because he or she's not vaccinated, good. That will raise the intelligence quotient of that child significantly. Significantly. So there are good things to come out of this, but I'm not a fan of fascism in any form. So, parents' choice? Or government's choice? Well, if we don't like your decision, parents, then we should have the government do it.
I disagree with that. I think it's a parent's choice. I think that vaccines, like any other medical intervention, carry inherent risk. For the last 10 years, CDC has not reported one death from the measles outbreak. At that same 10-year period, we have had 108 reports of deaths associated with the MMR vaccine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who's speaking common sense there? That was Lynn Redwood. She's a registered nurse. She's vice president and co-founder of Safe Minds. She actually just threw down the gauntlet, didn't she? She goes, whoa, 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 it should be parents' choice. No one's died of measles in the last 10 years, but people have died from the vaccine. So what do you do now? What's your playbook, Dr. Reddy? How do you respond to that? Because that's pretty rough, man. She just called you out. She called your bluff. Dr. Reddy, nobody has died from measles in the last 10 years, not even this outbreak.
But now we've had deaths from measles. So, what, I mean...
In the U.S.?
From this outbreak, we've had people that have died.
What did she just say?
Huh?
What? Did she just say people died from this outbreak?
She did.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
This is a debate that's going to...
No, I've not heard that at all.
All right.
Because I've gotten very ill, yeah.
All right. Let's hear
this.
Got
very ill.
We're going to continue.
Yeah.
Spanish influenza.
People have died from... They've died, yeah.
Wait a second. That doctor that went on to be a credible expert completely destroyed herself. Yeah, they got sick and they die.
And the moon, it's made of cheese, yeah.
Right. You know, this reminds me of the CNBC claim. I think this was with Rand Paul, right? Because he was like, you know, I'm still for freedom. I don't think that's a big deal to be for freedom and to let parents decide. And what did she say?
Senator, maybe you're not aware, but there's a huge problem right now with Disney theme parks having to close down because of mumps.
What?
Yes, they've had to close down for mumps, yeah.
Listen to these talking heads. And I don't care whether they're Doug Reed medical professionals or not. They're spewing garbage. They're spewing lies. And as I said, even if you can say mathematically, here's the equation, this equals herd immunity, it is not specific immunity, it is not strengthening the general population, it is weakening the general population, so that when these diseases inevitably come out to play, the people are ill-prepared, emphasis on ill, prepared to deal with them because their immune systems have not been helped, strengthened, they've been compromised by these injections. But this is the paradigm difficult. This is where the twain never meet. I speak apples, you speak oranges. You say tomatoes, I say tomatoes. Except your tomatoes or tomatoes are genetically modified from the planet Zubla Dubla, and they're not earthbound. They defy the laws of gravity. They defy all the laws of the universe, and this is where man's arrogance gets us all into trouble. Because these higher institutions of indoctrination, not learning, indoctrination, have convinced you to discard your gut feeling, your gut instinct. They will denigrate you, moms out there, for listening to your gut. And it is much smarter than any doctor. Put all the doctors together on planet Earth, and mom, your gut intelligence is smarter than all of them put together. Do not ever forget that. Stand strong, my friends. Do not go quietly into the medical fascistic night. We shall not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But Super Don is going to talk about fecal transplants and when they go wrong, what can happen next.
Enjoy.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What's going on? What's the hold up here? I've been saying it for years. I've been warning you for years. It wouldn't be coming in the guise of a Democrat or Republican. It'd be coming in the guise of a microbe. The microbes will tear us apart or they'll unite us. And, of course, the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their playbook is to make you frightened of your own microbiological shadow, your own microbiome. The germ theory, the very thing that Pasteur basically... I wasn't so right before I die. That's what he said. At least it was reported. Bechon, Bernard were right. The law of the terrain. Can't have a discussion of that. Now you're going to find out that your healthy choices are a threat to other people's unhealthy choices. I'm telling you, this medical collectivist thing, if it catches on, bye-bye American pie. And the American pie that you will get will be loaded with pesticides and GMOs. Promise you. Won't be pleasant. But keep listening to this show. Keep talking about what we're talking about, and I will keep letting you know what the real deal is in relation to the immune system and how it works versus what this allopathic suppression technology drug vaccine paradigm is doing, descending us all into the pits of physiological, biological, pharmaceutical hell. Not going there. I suggest, well, It's up to you to decide. It's up to you to decide, not me. See, I'm not going to play your mommy or daddy like Megyn Kelly or Bill O'Reilly. Or we've got some lefties that we're going to take out next hour, too. We'll talk about them. All right, now, on to your favorite topic, fecal transplants. Super dumb.
Yay!
Remember, we hear about Clostridium difficile. Now, I was just joking because this isn't about you, although you do like to make jokes about these things. So we've got to visit them, especially for our younger audience.
Yes.
The medical establishment not sitting well with the idea that you can go to a health food store and buy a probiotic for a few bucks, take it, and be done and be well, right? So their idea is, hey, man, let's put it up your bum. And if we do that, we're going to take it from somebody else and, you know, culture it and do this and then and put it in a pill, and then it's patented in some way, or at the very least, it's only available via a doctor's prescription. So we can keep coming, have you coming in to see us for the things you could be doing at home by making your own kefir. Right? Or other good cultured vegetables, things like sauerkraut or other things. But they want you, and I'm not telling you to stick sauerkraut up your bum, Super Don. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But the good, healthy gut, I agree with it. I agree in principle and concept. But is it necessary to do these fecal transplants to achieve what we're looking to achieve? No, I don't believe so. And now we're finding out the dangers of these fecal transplants. Like I said, why would you take something from another person's butt and then put it in yours? Not a good idea. Am I right or am I right?
You get no argument from me.
Okay. Well, now we find out why. Because this woman, prior to 2011, she weighed 136 pounds, registered a body mass index of 26. Okay? And she was treating ongoing diarrheal problems. So she received a fecal transplant from her overweight but healthy daughter via colonoscopy. 16 months later, the woman became clinically obese herself. Now she weighs 170 pounds with a BMI of 33.
Wow. Yeah. That is a little weird. That is a little weird because, I mean, she wasn't overweight, but she got a fecal transplant from somebody who was, and then she became overweight.
What does that tell you about the unique microbiome that you have versus somebody else, right?
Right.
Is this the best idea? Or is it possible that you can create the best home for the best bacteria possible for you? And, you know, make your decision, choose to go out, and I go to choosetobehealthy.com, and I get me some Dr. O'Hara's, because it comes with its own food supply. It takes 3 years to make, and that stuff will really rock your world in a good way. And you can take it orally. You don't need a doctor's prescription. And nobody has to stick anything up your bum. Not even the coffee that I approve.
Bummer. Gee, yeah. So disappointed. Yeah.
I know. So it's a rather interesting story, I have to say. You know,
it
because
is.
The microbiome, how it manifests, again, law of the terrain versus the germ theory. Are we dealing with germs? Yes, technically. But the terrain from which they came overwhelmed the weak terrain of this woman who had chronic diarrhea, probably C. diff override. We can correct the terrain with the Silver Aloe protocol that we write about in Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB and RSB. And then use your probiotics for good measure, and they will resituate a healthy terrain. And you will not succumb to the fecal transplant mania. Maybe Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly could do that. I don't know if they'd mellow out or get worse. By the way, if anybody knows, how are Megyn Kelly's kids? Do they have any chronic diseases, coughs, asthma, chronic colds, runny noses that don't go away? I'm just asking, okay? Next hour, Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger and the Power to Heal is still yours, despite Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.